Good morning, good morning. Welcome and many happy blessings. Our theme today will be on the non-reality of lack. So take a breath all the way down in, hold it a second, and letting it go and seeking down into the heart. Let go. Take in another breath all the way down in. Hold it a second. While letting go, sink even deeper into the heart. You can let any thoughts pass by. Not needed at this time. Take another breath, one more. All the way down in. Hold for just a second. Then letting it go. Just sink down deeper into the heart and rest there in silence. Rest as you are. There are often healing requests in regard to the appearance of lack. But do you really know what lack is? To the ego state of mind, it is the absence of what the ego desires. Of all things material, whether it is in the form of objects such as money, health, friends, new clothes, anything of a material object. And even for the ego, time is seen as an object it does not have enough of. How about the thought, I don't have enough time to do this? Or to get this done on time. Does that sound familiar? That is an indication of the ego's perception that time is an object to have some of, a lot of, or none of. Also, in the ego's perception, or within the ego idea of personhood, there is also the absence of what it calls and what it conceives to be love. Nobody loves me. Will I ever find love, true love? Or, I'm stuck in this job. I'm never going to be free of this. Or, how can those guys be so happy when I'm not? And will there ever be peace? Will I ever find peace? Will I ever find happiness? So these things the ego sees as objects to attain, to accumulate, to have. So in that egoic state, in the illusory egoic state, holding to the idea that it is lacking of love or lacking of freedom or peace or happiness. It is because in that state of identity, that identity does not realize that love, freedom, peace, and joy, and happiness are the nature of the heart of the one self, the self I am. Because the illusion of ego never goes to those depths of understanding. When we go to those depths of understanding, the ego just fades away. So the ego has definite ideas as to what it means to be in abundance. And if its definitions are not met, then according to the ego, according to that idea of separation, that there must be a lack. This is the only place that idea of lack comes from. It is part of the bundle of the idea of separation. When you see that it is part of the idea of the bundle of separation, you are seeing clearly, and you come into a greater understanding of what abundance really is. And as we go along, this should become clearer and clearer. So again, the ego has definite ideas. Not self, not God, not you, but the ego idea has definite ideas as to what it means to be in abundance. And again, if its definition of abundance is not met, then according to the ego idea, there has to be lack. Hold on to that one. Then, once decided what is needed, it will seek to fill up that sense of lack, that feeling of something's missing. It is like perhaps when you have felt as if something was missing and sought to fill that feeling. Sometimes when there is that deep sense that something is missing, the ego, we wander off and we attempt to fill that, what we perceive to be a void, an inner void, with all kinds of ideas and objects. We might fill it with over shopping on eBay or Amazon. We might fill it with constantly on the move, always busy, always busy, always busy. So it has this definite idea, and it does give a sense that there is something missing, but we don't know how to fill it. In our attempts to fill that void, again, we go off in the directions that may not be to the best for us. Because usually you find through the ego state that even if there is the feeling that, oh yes, this is what was missing, not too long after that, that sense of void, that sense of something is missing, that sense of lack, it returns. And then the seeking begins again to fill what we perceive to be the lack. Now, in reality, in truth, there cannot be anything else present but love. Not the human idea of love, but the undifferentiated, unconditioned love. It is in our awareness that we are this unconditioned love that we find there is nothing missing, there is no lack. So it is, though, when thoughts rise to awareness. And if we are standing in a belief of separation, thoughts are then experienced as through the glass darkly. They're experienced through a filtering of a belief in separation. This idea of separation distorts any rising thoughts. And it is through the filter or through the veil of the idea of separation that love, that presence, can be experienced as what we call opposites. Hate, animosity, guilt, unkindness rather than kindness, judgments rather than non-judgmental, lack rather than the awareness of all-pervading abundance. Again, any rising thought when we are standing in a belief of separation will be experienced through that filter of separation. The love is an expression. It comes to this filter of separation and it is distorted. But love is all that can be present. And it is in this acceptance that love is all, not human love, unconditioned love, that love is all, that we are then living in the reality of one. Now there is no filter to any thought. You are living in oneness. All is love. All is present. You, love, is the only presence, the only energy that is present. If you give that to the idea of separation, those words of love will become filtered. You are that all abundant presence of love. To say that love is not always present would be like saying the sun is not present when the sunlight is covered behind a cloud. To identify with a thought of being a separate identity is like that cloud. That thought of acceptance is but a cloud before the light that is infinitely there, always shining. But the cloud is the filter. The idea of separation is the filter as to what is always present and present right now. And it is that love that we see and live as being what we are when those dark glasses are finally set aside. When we have on those glasses or on that filter, and you know it's always the acceptance of being a separate person. That's the cloud, that's the filter, that's the seeing through glasses dark. When we have those on, it is then that we do not see the oneness, we do not see the light, we do not see the unconditional love, we do not see that what the eyes are reporting or the ego is reporting is an illusion. Lack is like that. The absence of anything from your being is impossible. You could not possibly ever be in a state of lack. You could not ever possibly be in a state without love, without joy, without happiness, without abundance. You could never be in that state. And it is only the dark glasses, only the filter that is tempting you to believe otherwise. So lack is not a reality, and abundance is not an object. Abundance is a state of being. Love is a state of being. Happiness is a state of being. It is not a commodity to be obtained. It already is. So looking a little more clearly, looking with eyes a little wider open, looking with mind a little more silent, a little more quiet, it is obvious then that the idea of lack always comes from the judgment of appearances. The idea of lack, not the reality of lack, but the idea of lack always comes from the judgment of appearances. And it is that belief in being a separate identity alone that is the cause of what appears as lack in the illusory ego's judgment. But abundance has never been a visible object. Abundance is the nature of life. It is the nature of self with a capital S. The nature of consciousness. The nature of God. Never can there be a lack of any nature within you. Abundance shines forth as your being as we relinquish the hold on the belief in a separate person identity and in the duality of appearances. And as the cloud passes and the light that has always been present is recognized clearly. Let us pray. O Holy One, why do you seek what already is? Why do you weep over what is not lost? Why do you anguish over a body, Most Holy One? And why do you tie your holiness to an ever-changing mind? Abide without words and thoughts, and be happy and free. Amen. Om Namaste.